This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Konowski. Missouri businesses and business owners could start paying less in taxes under a bill moving through the state Senate. A measure sponsored by St. Louis County Republican Eric Schmidt would cut the state's corporate income tax in half over 5 years, starting in the 2012 tax year. By 2016, the rate would fall to just over 3% from the current rate of just over 6%. Schmidt also wants to let individuals deduct business income from their individual taxes. By 2015, his bill would allow people to deduct 25% of their business income from their individual taxes. Schmidt's bill has been endorsed by a Senate committee and could be debated by the full chamber in the coming weeks. This year's mild winter and early spring has plants flowering and putting out leaves about 3 weeks sooner than usual. Some insects are out early too, but as Veronique LaCapra reports from St. Louis, that may not mean it's time to stock up on extra bug spray.
Warm weather means more bugs, right?
I hate to use the phrase old wives' tale.
But, says Missouri Department of Conservation biologist Mike Arduser, for pests like fleas and ticks, the availability of host animals is more important than temperature. And mosquitoes need rain and standing water to breed. The bigger question, Arduser says, is whether insects like bees and butterflies are keeping pace with the early spring.
Are these plants that are flowering now getting pollinated? I mean, are the pollinators on the same schedule? The same goes with, you know, herbivorous insects, the caterpillars that eat certain leaves.
Arduser says that while some native insects have emerged weeks early, others have not. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Farmers plan to plant 4% more corn this year than in 2011. That's according to projections by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Corn acreage is expected to reach 96 million acres in the U.S., its highest total since 1937. Michael Aide chairs the Agriculture Department at Southeast Missouri State University. He says this March's favorable weather led farmers to plant now.
We're going to try to plant early. Hoping we don't get caught with a frost, simply because we can take advantage of the moisture that's in the soil before the real heat starts pouring in July.
Wheat acreage will grow by 3%, soybeans will dip by 1%, while cotton acreage will drop by 11%. And Frank Haith has capped his first season at Missouri by being selected the Associated Press's Coach of the Year. Haith took over the Tigers after 7 years at Miami. He was presented the award Friday after receiving 21 votes in a 65-member national media panel that selects the weekly top 25. Missouri won 30 games in the Big 12 tournament and was ranked in the AP poll the entire season, reaching second for 1 week and third in the final poll. The Tigers were a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, but were knocked out in the first round by Norfolk State. The voting was done before the NCAA tournament. Haith is still dealing with aftermath of an NCAA investigation into the program at Miami. John Calipari of Kentucky and Tom Izzo of Michigan State tied for second with 10 votes each. The only other Missouri coach to win the award was Norm Stewart in 1994. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is seeking dismissal of a lawsuit brought on behalf of more than 140 Southeast Missouri farmers over damage caused by last year's intentional breach of the Birds Point levee at the height of spring flooding. The Southeast Missourian reports that government attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the suit in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. Oral arguments in the suit are scheduled to begin on April 10th in Washington. The Corps claims the lawsuit fails to state a legitimate claim for which relief can be granted. It asserts that because the floodway is rarely intentionally breached, it doesn't constitute a government taking of the land. Cape Girardeau attorney J. Michael Ponder, who is representing the farmers, calls the motion nonsense. The Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association has rescheduled a meeting with Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. The group initially planned to meet with the Missouri Democrat on March 14th in Richmond, Missouri. Instead, the event will be held April 2nd at the Eagleton Civic Center in Richmond. Corps officials also will attend. Missouri levee operators were heavily affected by last year's flooding on the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Numerous northwest Missouri levees were breached last summer after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began releasing massive amounts of water from overflowing upstream reservoirs. Officials with the Missouri Gaming Commission say they're getting a lot of inquiries about a new rule that allows people to take themselves off the state's voluntary casino exclusion list. Rachel Littman reports from St. Louis.
There are about 16,500 people on the so-called disassociated persons list. Commission spokeswoman Leanne McCarthy says about 11,000 of them have been on for 5 years or longer, which makes them eligible for voluntary removal. McCarthy says she's also had gamblers call up wanting to put themselves on the list.
Missouri was only one of three states with the only option for exclusion being a lifetime ban. And we heard from a lot of people who said that maybe a shorter option would be more inviting because lifetime is an intimidating amount of time.
The DAP is separate from the blacklist, which are people who are banned from casinos for committing crimes related to gambling. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Residents of the St. Louis area town of Festus are being told the discolored water coming through their faucets is nothing to worry about. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some residents of Festus appeared at a city council meeting on Wednesday to complain about what they call dirty water that they've seen since the Jefferson County Water Authority plant shut down earlier this month for maintenance. City Administrator Happy Welch says both Festus and Herculaneum had to supplement their water usage by turning on wells. That process changed direction of the water flow and the chemical composition of the water, causing a mild discoloration. But Welch says the plant will be back in operation by the weekend. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.